3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. If you listen to this show, I am probably the biggest Spot Track fan who ever lived, and caught onto this website a few years ago. It's a fantastic reference. We're always using it on our show. And I followed the guy on Twitter who started it, Michael Jannetty, and he joins us now. Michael, I certainly appreciate you taking some time in a busy time of the year to hang out with us a little bit in Nashville, Tennessee, brother.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's good to get away from the screen for a bit here.
Well, we are all on Skype. Today is our first day. Cumulus kind of told us all to go home. So literally, we are all talking to each other from different locations. But let's get into some of this free agent signing. And let's start because the first domino that fell for the Tennessee Titans was Ryan Tannehill. Now, you guys on Spot Track, not only do you keep up with current contracts when people sign them, but you also do estimates of what different players might be worth. Were you ultimately surprised by the contract that the Titans have given to Ryan Tannehill?
No, I think it's right in line with where you need to be. Look, the cap is rising 10-plus million a year, so anything that surprised you a year ago is going to have to be 5%, 6% more this year. So that's where we stand. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo is worth $27 million a couple of years ago, then Ryan Tannehill is certainly worth $29.5 million in 2020 following the season that he had. So it's understandable. I think the guarantee structure makes a lot of sense. Look, $91 million over 3 years for anybody sounds crazy, but if he's going to be the guy for at least two of these years, that makes a lot of sense.
Michael, how surprised were you by today's move to kind of free up that money with Jarrell Casey and send him to Denver for a seventh-round pick?
I was shocked. Anytime a player with that much term left on his contract moves, it's a big-time move, generally speaking, financially. I understand the kind of player he is. He's 30 years old. That doesn't scare me too much because of the D-line. I just think it's a cash grab. That's all it is. If we see $35 million left in this deal that we've got to get rid of, we've got a decent mid-round offer in terms of a draft pick we can get back, and that's what teams are really looking for right now. We're going to see more and more of these trades every single year because of how powerful the draft asset has become. And when you've got a quarterback now that is making $30 million a year, you're going to have some things fall off the table. Whereas, you know, teams that have the rookie quarterback contract, they can load up like Miami's doing, like the Chargers are about to do, and vice versa.
Michael, typically when you see a deal like that made, do you think immediately this team's freeing up cash to go do something else? Do you think that they've got their eye on somebody? Maybe that's why a move like that is made?
Not necessarily. And I assume me free agency. It's not necessarily free agency-wise. This could just be, we're going to trade this veteran contract for a rookie wage scale contract. It's possible they really have a couple of guys in the draft they love, and they know that over 4 years they can get that player for about $12, $15 million. So when you're talking about that kind of a trade-off financially, it's a no-brainer to start shopping them right now.
Michael Jannetty with us from SpotTrack.com. I wanted to ask you this. There have been several people who've discussed the cap space number that they've seen on your website, which for the Titans right now shows about 39 and change million. But looking at it earlier, you were showing a zero figure for Vic Beasley and Dennis Kelly. So what is the actual amount of cap space that the Titans have right now? I want to make sure that we've got it right when we report it, and I'm sure fans want to know.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm awaiting the official numbers on those two players, but because of the way that those deals have come out from a number standpoint, it sure sounds like it's going to be about $20 million more coming off for those two players, if I had to guess. It sounds like Beasley's deal is straight. So that would probably be around $11.5, $12 million cap right there. And then Dennis Kelly, on that 3-year deal, my guess would be it's about $7.5, $8 million that first year. So that's what you're looking at, about $20 million more coming off. So not much to work with when you factor those two contracts in, and then the draft pool, which is about $6 million as well. So it normalizes things a little bit. But look, there's still room to go out and make a move or to extend Derrick Henry, all those fun things that Tennessee, I think, will do.
Well, Michael, Just a question about how your website works and all that. We utilize it all the time. I know everybody looks at it. How do you keep up with everything? What's the process? Where, you know, I mean, how do you make sure it's official? You guys do a phenomenal job and are a great resource. How does it work?
Thank you. I have to admit, having these other sports on pause right now, it made life a lot easier because, generally speaking, I've got to allocate an hour here, an hour there to each sport every single morning. It's just kind of keeping up with the transactions on a daily basis. It's been 12 years now, believe it or not, that we've had this thing running, and every year it gets more and more busy and more powerful. So we've kind of got our niche now. We have resources and contacts, not so much directly with leagues, but agencies and things like that, that we can get confirmation of numbers for. So that's made things a lot easier, whereas we were kind of drawing straws from the internet, 10 years ago. So things have come a long way. There's been a lot more official reports from the leagues themselves, and it's just a matter of streamlining those kind of contacts together and putting a lot of time in. It's a lot of ugly data input, unfortunately.
Michael, talking about Derrick Henry, if the Titans did go that route and they did do a new deal for him, what would we be looking at in terms of market value for him?
Yeah, it's such a tough call. It's such a terrible position to value right now because of how it's going up and down. Just the numbers and contracts we've seen before, and the Elliott's and the Gurley's, Derrick Henry's numbers obviously look great, and he's valued for about $14 million a year. I think that's outrageous. I don't think it gets there. If I had a guess, I'd put him in line for something around 4 for $45 million with about $25 million guaranteed. That seems about right. Will he accept that? I'm not sure. It's a little bit north of the franchise tag average annual. But we'll see. I can't see it going north of $50 million after what we've seen with these four or five big contracts lately.
Michael Jannetty with SpotTrack, our guest. So out of all these deals that we've seen, maybe you could hit us with this, like the one that you've seen that you thought, that's the best deal so far, and maybe one that you've seen and thought, holy cow, that's a bad deal.
Sure. Well, I mean, not to cherry pick the quarterback position because it's such an easy thing to talk about. But that Bridgewater deal could really be something. If he hits, and this Joe Brady offense really could, is as fun as it was in college, and Teddy Bridgewater is manning that ship on $21 million a year for 2 years. So, I know it's a 3-year deal, but let's be honest, it's only 2 years guaranteed. 2 for $42 million for Teddy Bridgewater could be really, really outstanding. I've said this a few times today, and I think I'll say it again here. I haven't been blown away with, holy cow, how did this player get that much money? Generally, I get three or four of those. Every single year. I was ready for Byron Jones' number, and I assumed it was going to be Miami or the Vegas Raiders who did it. And those are teams that usually come swinging big at free agency. I'll say this: generally speaking, these are fair market value deals, pretty much across the board. Even Cleveland, who generally has to overpay to get anybody in there, is pretty much right on the money right now. So they're short-term deals. We're seeing a lot of 3-year deals. And from an average annual standpoint, they're pretty market fair. So I have to give you a softball answer on nothing's really shocking me right now.
Michael, if the Titans were looking at Jadeveon Clowney, what are we looking at there in terms of market value deal?
Yeah, this is another one I saw coming. I know he went out there looking for $20 million a year. If the numbers weren't saying that, and just my gut feeling with how these contracts have gone in the past, we're saying, I don't think he's getting there. I think he's going to have trouble getting $18 million now. I know that Dante Pollard just got $16 million a year, 3 for $48 million. He's probably going to come in just north of that contract, if I had to guess. And it sounds like Seattle is now the front runner to get him back. And if we're saying that, it's going to be for less than the free agent market value, which, like I said, I think he wanted 20 to start with. If I had to guess, probably $17 million a year.
Michael, great stuff. Let's do this. Let's make this more of a regular thing. We appreciate the time, and we got to get you back on again soon. Again, we all love the website, and we're excited to get you on today, and this was fantastic information.
Happy to do it, guys. That's it.
Yes, sir. Michael Jannetty, at SpotTrack on Twitter. He's easy to find, and if you don't know that website, all this great contract stuff. But interesting to note, guys, $39 million is the number that's on there, but because they don't have hard numbers yet for Beasley and for Dennis Kelly, really when you do the Titans math for contracts, think, well, guys, what does that leave? About $19 million or so is where they are now. Do they make another move to try to shed some more salary? Be interesting to see.